Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on a roll on a honey. I'm a roll on a honey, and you can't keep up with me.
Welcome to the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time right here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. That's where we are, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the show today. It is Contest Thursday. And we're going to give away some great prizes here right here today. And we'll get to that here in just a moment. In the studio with me today is the man of the hour. That'd be the chairman of the board, Michael McBath.
Chris, I have to say, after having Hello Dolly here yesterday, okay?
Oh, boy.
But did you notice, and this was pretty interesting, on Amazon, her book, actually during the two-hour period that she appeared here, her book moved, you know, and this was not this yesterday's show, but the one before she was on, it jumped like two spaces upwards.
Well,
but do you know what that indicates? Awful lot of people were buying the book during that two-hour period. Whether we had anything to do with it, I don't know. But isn't that coincidental that took place?
I don't know if it's coincidence or not.
Yeah.
But she can go on at any time and check where she is on both Kindle and Amazon.
Right.
And prior to our show last week on Kindle, she was at number 8.
I know.
That evening, late that evening, after appearing on our show, she was at number 6.
Right.
The next day, she was at a rather small tea party event in Polk County, I think. That evening, she checked again, and she was at number 4.
So 8 to 4.
Over a 24-hour period. That was Kindle. And on Amazon, she went from 24 to 18 to 13. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for buying those books out there, and you're going to get a treat when you read it. That's
you think
for
it pays
sure
to be on radio?
Particularly
drive time?
Yeah, I think so. I think it does. And by the way, we're going to be welcoming some new sponsors here, and we're real proud of them. And without the sponsors, we cannot do this show. For some of you new listeners out there, you may not know, we're not employees of the station. We basically rent the office here for a while.
We believe in the cause.
Indeed.
And, that's for sure.
It is other believers in the cause who help support this. And, of course, the whole intent is that we want it to be beneficial for everybody. We want it to be beneficial for our audience and our sponsors, that the sponsors provide something that our audience can need, like to use. And, obviously, that would be good for the sponsors. And then, of course, that works for us because they help us buy the rent, pay the rent. So it's a nice package deal.
Yeah.
And Pasquale, it's worked out great for him. And
his food has worked out great for you and me.
That's what I mean. We try to have sponsors
that
are quality products, individuals that we would do business with, right? And we do. And so
we don't have any sponsors where there's pole dancing or anything like that?
No, we're not allowed
so.
Those.
That's
thank goodness.
Okay, so we'll be stuck to the food side.
Yeah, I don't know that they need the advertising, but radio is still a great way, obviously, to get the word out. And it was astounding to see those. First of all, think about this. Of all of the, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of books that are on Amazon and new ones on there all the time, she was still maintaining a number 24 ranking until after our show, and then on Kindle at number 8. Those are astounding numbers to begin with.
I mean, it just tells you, I mean, the power of advertising. It also tells you we have the right listeners, you know what I mean, particularly for that type of book, you know, because these are individuals probably, I'd say our range is 35 to 75.
Oh, I like to think we got everybody.
Yeah, well,
there.
I saw some kids riding a bike that were listening to our show.
Yeah, there you go. So, once again, we want to thank you listeners out there who did buy our book, and you can still, of course, get it at Amazon or Kindle version, and at the bookstores. Although at the bookstores, you're probably going to have to do some searching and digging for it to get it. And it is an excellent book, and it's well written. It's a good read. And it's not salacious or anything like that.
No, not at all.
It's like the inside story,
yeah,
is what it is. And so you find out about how the Clintons got where they are and how they do business. And she really helps define things. It like sharpens the image, if you will.
Chris, the inside story is what we got when we were out to dinner with her last night.
Yeah,
this is some of those stories we could not convey to the audience.
Well, I think Nick had
the emotion we can convey, but not the story.
Nicholas Cicero, who's on the bridge, by the way, tonight, and 407-774-8255, had an outstanding idea. Do you want to tell him, Nick, or shall I?
I don't exactly remember my idea.
You have so many outstanding ideas, don't you?
It's called a CTE test, Nick. You know what I
mean? No, the idea that we should maybe record some of our off-air conversations and provide that.
As long as we had a couple beepers, we don't need much. But she was a real classic. I mean,
she's a class act.
And she's a class act, and actually she's a very attractive woman. You know what I mean? And
smart as a devil, too.
You know, I could see why
that's
that,
not the right way to put it, but very, very smart.
I can see why that pig Bill went after her a few times.
Yes. I do think your American Adversaries Army would be very interested to hear those off-air conversations.
Do you now?
Yes.
Yeah. And they're not all salacious, Nick, if that's what you want to believe.
I've been there for some of them.
It's mostly sports, Nick.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You tell yourself that.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, look at him.
All right, we want to put Nick to work because we do have a contest to do tonight. And let's go ahead and put that out there.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about something serious for a moment. Of course, not that we don't always do that, but we'll divert here just for a moment. But the contest rules,
here we go. I mean, we were fortunate to have Dolly here yesterday, and she certainly gave us insight to her feelings on the Clintons. So what we believe is Trump needs, again, a little bit more help from our listening audience. So we need to pick two people who will sit in two front row seats facing Hillary at the next debate.
Which would be a town hall.
Very simple.
So you'll be very close to her.
That's right. So who do you think will shake her up the most? Now, in one of my seats, I'm going to take an actor and have him put on, like in a Mission Impossible, a Vince Foster mask.
Or find a lookalike.
Right, or a lookalike. Yeah. He'll sit in one seat. I think that'll shake her a lot.
Yeah.
And then number two, Hillary was so easy at going into Trump about his woman situation. I think it's time to pay her back. We'll put Monica Lewinsky on the other one.
Right.
So now we'll see how she reacts, and we'll see if she starts coughing and sweating. So see what happens. But we're looking for your two, and actually with all the hints that were provided last night by Hello Dolly, should be a good contest.
I've got a couple, and I'll reveal those here shortly. We already have the pace setter up first.
Oh, Big John.
Yeah, but before we get too deep into tonight's show, I hope that you've been listening during what would normally be Michael Medved's show, but this week has been the Save the Babies campaign, because this is very important. And, earlier they had a young lady on, Rebecca, and Samuel, and it's just a fabulous story. And please do help that campaign. You can do that by going to SaveTheBabies2016.com or give them a call at 800-357-1997. And we'll be talking about that a little bit more as the show goes along. But in the meantime, we do have some contest entries coming in. So let's go ahead and get the contest rolling. And then, we got a lot of topics to talk about. There were some very revealing, if you will, hearings yesterday on Capitol Hill, one in the Senate, one in the House, having to do with terrorist acts and these refugees coming into this country. Vetting? What vetting? vetting? There is no vetting
going on.
That is
not part of the Obama administration.
What we found out yesterday is that there is, in essence, no vetting going on, and we'll tell you what we mean.
And the American public is going to find that out in the next couple of years, unfortunately.
Exactly. Okay. So we're calling this the invitation list.
Now look, I love this right off. We have a woman calling right off the bat.
There you go.
This is going to be great.
Invitation list. And John is up first. John, how's it going, man?
Good, guys. How y'all?
All right, John.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right, let's cut through the chase. Well, I'd have sitting down there, I'd have a couple actors, of course. One would be looking just like the Grim Reaper.
I like that.
He'd be holding a sickle in one hand, and the other hand, he'd be holding an hourglass with the sand just about to run out of it, and he'd look at the hourglass, and then he'd look at Hillary and smile.
That's great. That's pretty good, John.
It is the Halloween season.
Isn't that right?
All,
yeah,
right?
We're getting there.
All right, that's number one.
The next seat would be the devil himself.
Lucifer.
And, he would be wearing, well, he'd be holding a contract that you could see Hillary's name on it, and he'd be wearing a T-shirt under that fine coat that he's wearing, and you know, like the Uncle Sam poster, he'd have a man pointing at it, which would be himself, the devil, and it would say, I want you.
I want you. Oh, boy.
Here, that was good, John.
Yeah, it's like I say, very seasonally oriented there, too.
And it's like a reverse Deadpool that Hillary has put on everybody.
I didn't imagine
the contract's
we would get stuff
out for
like
you,
that,
baby.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
You bet.
Great creative mind.
Very good, John. We know you're out there.
Setting the
love
pace.
You guys, man. Take care.
All okay.
Right. Thank you, John. All right, and let's go right to Jenny. Jenny, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Right.
Thank you.
Good. Well, I was calling, let's see. My answers would be, I guess, because I was thinking along the similar lines as your first caller.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe St. Peter would be there. And then... Right. And then Satan would be next to him because he would have to be giving, he would know he was giving her like an escort service right to where she's going to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, St. Peter would be blocking the gates to heaven and pointing to hell.
Well, imagine each one could be holding an H, but one is with the arrow going up. And the other with the arrow going down, right?
Yeah, like from the side.
Like her ad, right?
Yeah. Well, St. Peter has to first, you know, give her the verdict and then
she
gets escorted. So.
All right. Love it. Love it, Jenny. And Nick says you need to hold on so he can get your phone number. He wants your phone number.
Okay.
He's a swinging guy from South Jersey.
He knows a class lady when he hears one. Thanks, Jenny.
That's good. But that's how we could really implement her H ad. You know, have the arrow, one going up, one going down. That's where you're going, baby.
The arrow. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the idea, folks. And we will be taking contest entries throughout the show this evening. We will have a prize winner by the end of the night, and we will be able to announce it here on the airwaves. As I said, the Rays tonight and tomorrow night are playing somewhere in the Central Time Zone, so they won't interrupt us. And you'll be winning. I'm sorry?
You know, when Tebow hit that home run yesterday, first pitch, first time up?
Yeah.
Guess what, though? He only went 1-for-6. I'm thinking, boy, this is outstanding, this guy, you know. And then I see the final batting average for the game. I go, in a rough. You know, so.
All right. Well,
we'll see.
He's got
back
to football, he's got a whole winter to go here to get back to the spring. You'll be playing, and tonight you are playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd. And they're great folks. If some of you folks might have met them at the VIP reception at the America in the Balance Tour. And they, by the way, Mercedes are their specialty and now also BMWs.
Yeah.
And they got a great shop over there and a great crew. Paul and Joe and all of them just really know their business. And you'll get a $10 gift certificate to Tijuana Flats. Don't forget, every UCF game day is discount day at Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs.
A hat, a t-shirt.
Oviedo and Avalon Park.
Representing your college.
That's right. You'll get a 10% discount. And don't forget, October 5th, Cinco de Flats over at the Winter Springs Tijuana Flats. They're going to have Mr. Richard there for the kids. And then after that, they have a an artist who will entertain everyone, great singer and guitar player, plays a lot of instruments, right. Evidently. And
they do it right out on the patio,
yeah,
because you remember
beautiful.
When we were there, that
for the
was
remote.
A fabulous
can't
patio.
Wait to go back and
yep.
do another one of those.
Yeah, can't wait to eat the taco.
Yeah, I tell you what, great food, yeah. And by the way, free food for the kids, and yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also going to throw in a Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire.
And that, to me, is the best
sticker.
Prize of all, because I get unbelievable reaction. It used to be Hillary for Prison,
yeah.
But they go, and remember, Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire was a derivative of our contest.
It was.
Remember?
It was. And you now can buy them
yeah.
on the Trump website.
How about that?
How about
so
that?
And there was a lady that yeah. produced that one.
And by the way, we're going to have a guest later on in the show who's going to tell you how you can get out and help Donald Trump this weekend. Our old buddy
good.
Ken Dwyer is going to come in for a little
good,
while.
Good,
you know, there's a Trump campaign headquarters just about walking distance from the station here. Well,
I'll tell you, there's not many
hike,
Hillary signs around, so let's take her on.
That's right. That's right. All right, we got Rick up next for the contest. After the break, though, we'll take this break. And once again, thank you for listening to the American Adversaries. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be right back.
Everything. Groovy. Wow thing. I think I love you.
Wait a minute.
Wow thing. I think I love you.
And that's dedicated to the Machado Melata.
What we want to know for sure is, were the Clinton people really in their right mind when they hauled out this Alicia Machado?
Chris, when I saw the day that they had films of her, you know, I mean, actually, I guess it was a TV program where she was literally having sex on stage. Don't they check the background of the people that, I guess they don't, or they think the Republicans are so stupid they won't.
Maybe so, because
how could you put her, well, actually, let's think about it. After hearing Dolly last night, she probably fits right in with the whole act, right?
Well, she kind of does.
Sex on the stage, wild thing.
Yeah, driving getaway cars, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, right, with criminal record.
And the liberal media is trying to make a big deal about this, of course, in Hillary's favor, that this is somehow some victimized woman and poor little old thing, and she's just a tiny little old thing, and he called her Miss
Piggy.
She went
170 pounds from 118. That's a 50% increase in your body.
Look, if she didn't wear ankle weights, she probably would have floated away.
I know, I was going to say, she could have been a balloon at the next fair.
Yeah, kind of like a blowfish or something, right? And the ridiculousness of it all is, of course, the hypocrisy that's involved here. Now, old L. Rush Fuzbo, I listened to him a little bit earlier, a little bit of it, and he was calling this irony. Of course, the irony being that they haul out a woman like this and accuse Donald Trump of, cheesy little stuff in comparison to what Bill Clinton
abuse,
has
absolute
done.
Physical abuse, mental abuse, every type of abuse associated with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I can't believe she opened that whole thing up.
She opens the door to this.
Right. Thank you very much. Bringing up the next one, baby.
Right. Now there's some debate amongst conservatives. Should Trump go through the door or not? He should kick the damn door down.
Yeah, break the door over her head.
And say, look, she opened up the door. He should, on the stump, he should be going, she's the one who should bring this up, right? She's the one.
Yeah.
Not only did her husband abuse these women, but then she came along and poured salt into the wounds by calling them names, intimidating them, threatening them, and the like. Right? And
right.
This is the woman who's going to sell herself off as the champion of all women? Give me a break.
You know, her history, she would not be the champion of my daughter.
I think not. But, of course, that's what she has been trying to sell us now for, her entire life. But, of course, during this campaign from the primary right on through now through the general election. And she just keeps feeding us lies after lies. And she expects so little. It's the Jonathan Gruber mentality all over again. And that is, you remember Gruber?
Yeah.
The Obamacare guy.
Lie.
And same thing with this Ben Rhodes guy. Remember the Ben Rhodes?
They all had great laughs.
Yeah, the Gruber guy was the lies and talking about how stupid the people are when it came to Obamacare and you know save your plan and have your doctor and all that and horseradish. And then there was that was Gruber, and then you had Ben Rhodes, and Ben Rhodes is still in the administration, Key's national security advisor, and he was lying to the media, and the assumption was the same. The media is so green and rookie-ish and stupid that they don't naive, that they don't know that everything I'm telling them is a bunch of pack of lies. And so I guess they think so very little of all of us that Hillary Clinton can go around all throughout the primary season, and you can go back and find the video footage of her going around talking about how her mama taught her how to be resilient and persistent and endeavor to persevere because she had been so abused and had to leave home because her father was such an abusive, nasty old man. And then now she's going to tell us that he was a wonderful man.
But Chris, you also remember how poor she made her father sound like?
Oh, yeah.
And then we found out that in today's dollars, he's worth between $3 to $5 million.
How do you think she was able to go to college?
Is this lazy crazy?
It's just the arrogance and the utter disdain and contempt that they have for the people. But I must admit, you got a whole lot of people out there who just suck it up and eat it up, and they can't get enough of it.
Remember, Dolly said she's not a racist. She hates everybody. Black, white, green, yellow, pink, or purple.
And she starts with herself. And it's because
That is true.
She has no self-respect. Yeah. And it comes out in the way she takes care of her body, in the way she talks to other people. And it's she has no, if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. Is basically what it is, you see? And if you don't love nobody else, it's a sure indication that you don't love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you can't help but love other people. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to pick this up on the other side. Rick, stick with us. We'll take your entry as soon as we get back from the break. And I'll give you my choices.
Yeah, I want to hear yours. I mean, we got 2 seats available. We must help Trump.
That's right. All right, we're going to be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time.
Yo, it's me, C-C-C, Diamond Dallas Page, the king of automation, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Drive Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
Welcome back to the show, folks. Speaking of wrestlers, Halloween being put on by Wrestling 2.0 right here in Winter Park.
I like that name, Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah, that's
right.
Great. Yeah.
Got a great lineup of wrestlers that are going to be right here in Winter Park on Tuesday. We'll be telling you more about that tomorrow night.
Good.
All right. We got right now Rick, who's been patiently waiting on the line to get into the invitation list contest. Rick,
evening,
thanks.
Guys.
Hey,
all
how
right,
you
Rick.
Doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Good man.
I got a couple of names I'd throw into the hat.
All right.
I would want Tyrone Woods' father sitting in the front row wearing a special T-shirt.
Yeah, he's a tough one.
The H, and the H is Hillary's symbol, is silent in Benghazi.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that's great.
The H
See,
is
not
silent.
Only does he put him in the chair, he dresses him.
In Benghazi.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then for my second invite, I'd have Trey Gowdy with a legal pad taking notes.
Oh, yeah, that would scare you every time you lied, right, Rick?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, taking notes.
Every time she speaks, he's sitting there writing something down.
Her speeches would be awful short that night.
I know that'd be enough to make me nervous, that's for sure. Those are both
That's
excellent.
Really good.
They
I
are.
Like, even if that were just a T-shirt, if we had a T-shirt contest, I love that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, really
the H is silent in Benghazi. Wow.
But you know, with the Hillary symbol.
With the Hillary
the
symbol.
Arrow pointing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put it in both the H and in the word Benghazi with the Hillary.
With the Hillary H there. I got you.
Rick, I used to always believe that H symbol was she was pointing to the hospital. I mean, I honestly, I'm thinking, why does the arrow go that way?
You know? Well, yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rick. Okay. Excellent. All of them
Rick,
so far. Very good.
I mean, Chris, excellent. What is your two?
All right.
Okay, give me your two, and then I'll review my two.
Well,
okay?
You know, the whole idea here, is which our listeners obviously are getting it, is to
fill two seats.
To put a, you know,
front row.
Put a bug in her brain, right?
And to disturb her every way possible.
All right, I kind of took a little bit of inspiration from you and a couple of our other listeners, mm-hmm. and I would have a lookalike. One of them would be a lookalike.
I like it.
And it would look like her father.
Oof. Ooh, you're brutal. Oh, boy. That's pretty brutal. That's real
right.
brutal.
And in the other, chair next to him, I would have Dolly Kyle. Because Dolly goes right back to Clinton, their Billy
right.
Boy's childhood, right?
And I mean, Dolly, she can fire back on Hillary. I don't think Hillary has anything verbal in Dolly.
And she's got those blue eyes
yeah.
that can just, you know, drill okay. right into
putting
Hillary.
Her father up there, isn't it? Oh, boy. That's tough.
All right.
Well, that's good.
You go to the source of the problem, right?
Yeah. I sort of like.
Remember what Dolly said now? Dolly said it would be Webb Hubble.
Right.
And. McDougal.
Right.
I forget McDougal. It'll come to me in a minute. But mm-hmm. Jim McDougal's wife, who's still around.
Yep.
And because they know all the secrets.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, my two would remember Vince Foster.
Lookalike.
It would be
yeah.
a lookalike.
Yeah.
I think if she looked out and saw him on the front row, you know, she didn't know this was coming. And then just to pay her back for her comments about women, we'll put Monica right up there.
There you go.
And Monica is heavy, too. I wonder if Trump would say anything to her.
I don't know. And by the way, if some of you would like to take one of our entries and
you
put
can
one
use
of yours
it.
With it, yeah, that's fine.
And okay? If you don't like it, don't tell us.
All right. Okay. I just want to make another point before I forget about it, and we got some more contest entries coming in now, and we'll get them lined up and go right to them here in a couple minutes, but about this Alicia Machado thing, because I was making my way around to saying this is utter hypocrisy, but it is also a huge gift for Donald Trump, should he choose to take it, and that is to turn this on her and bring in all of these things like we talked about with
right.
Dolly Kyle, make the issue of Bill Clinton and his escapades, because it is what Hillary has done to, as I said, pour salt in the wound to make the hurt even worse for these women.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it's an even more cruel thing what Hillary does, because she's supposedly part of the sisterhood. I mean, she's a woman. And for a woman to take sides with such a philanderer against dozens, if not hundreds, of women, that's cruel and stone cold heartless right there.
Chris, could you imagine if Trump opened up the next debate, right, and said, before I answer the first question, I do want to address Hillary's
last
statement about women. I wonder what they would do, and then he just lays it right out. You know,
I don't know that that's the proper place
might,
to do it.
No,
he needs to be doing it right now on the campaign trail.
Well, I think
he needs to be hammering this
yeah.
on the campaign trail, because the media's there. It will get out, and his response will get out, and just point out the hypocrisy of this. And he doesn't have to go after Machado. Mm-hmm. Don't go after Alicia Machado. Okay, leave that up to us.
Go after Weight Watchers
go,
or something.
No, yeah. don't leave her alone. Machado is the bait, okay? Go after the fisherman. Leave the bait alone, all right? If you go after the bait, they're going to tear into you.
And
oh,
you get caught,
here he's doing
right.
it again, the old bully. You can't get enough of her, right?
No.
So leave her to us. We will take care of Miss Machado. Of course, she's already taking care of herself.
Yeah.
Go after the Clinton gang and just blow right past Machado and say, isn't it ironic that she holds women up in my face, and here's why. Isn't it the epitome of hypocrisy, and here's why.
Yep, I agree.
They have given him the gift of a lifetime, should he choose to take it, but you got to take it the right way. It's like a gift sometimes you get at Christmas that requires a little bit of assembly, and if you don't put it together right, it's going to be useless, okay?
Yep.
You don't, the Trump campaign, at least not Donald Trump nor Pence, should directly go after Machado. Leave that to others. Go after the Clintons and go after their jugulars.
Wow, that sounds vicious. Hey, look at these contest
we
people.
We play for keeps, and we play to win. And if you're not doing that, you're why be out there, right?
I agree. Just like what? A football game? There's only one winner, buddy.
That's right.
There's no tie.
That's right. Okay.
How about Linda?
Let's go to Linda.
Yeah.
Linda is next in our invitation list contest. Linda, thank you for calling tonight.
I only have one seat to fill, and that is with a magician who is going to make her disappear.
Oh, I know. That's a good one. I can see our friend Nick in the back loving that one.
Make her disappear. All right. Well, at least he'll have to have his assistant
with
him.
That was pretty good.
Every magician has an assistant. So yeah. We'll say the magician and his assistant. How about that?
All right.
And, of course, the assistant is always a very attractive woman. And, of course, that will be intimidating because there will be Bill right there, right? Okay. Right.
Or maybe Machado. No, not. Yeah. That was good. I have one seat and then make her disappear right off the bat.
Mm. All right. I like that, Linda.
That was good, Linda.
Yeah, maybe you put her in that box where they cut her in half, right? Hey, Linda, thank you very much for calling, and we appreciate you waiting and listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's get in a couple more. Fred is up next. Fred, thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah, hey guys.
Hey,
and like every time, thank you so much for what you do and leading
well, we
the way on a lot
it.
Of this.
Thank you.
I've tried to think of who is Hillary Clinton afraid of?
Right,
that's
and
good.
And I kind of went back, like, let's see. She's not at all afraid of James Comey.
Nope.
Loretta Lynch.
Nope.
I can't think of anyone she's afraid of. And said, wait a minute. I know who I would put in the front row. Whom she is absolutely horrified of.
Who?
Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity.
She certainly avoids them guys like the plague, doesn't she? O'Reilly.
Yeah, and then O'Reilly has a cut that he put on some time ago. Very funny. Him and his security folks are going through this through an airport, and the cameras are on him. And coming the other way is the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, right. Zuck, yeah.
The Zucker.
You can't get any further left than that.
Oh, yeah.
And O'Reilly was just going to say, you know, hi, how are you? And Zuckerberg almost walks into a column there in the airport and bumps into the wall.
Trying to get away.
And his security people surrounded him and whisked him away. So, yeah, I think they would scare her to death.
All right. Okay. All right, excellent entry.
And I didn't give my number because I don't want to be in the dead pool but have a good contest.
No, stay on the line. We don't give
these things out.
This is confidential.
Right. She may be listening, though.
We put it on our own personal server, and we smash it with a hammer when we get
finished. That's exactly. We'll destroy everything by 7 o'clock tonight. Yeah.
All right. There
that's
you go.
Funny.
Okay. All right. So that's the idea, though. We got some great entries already. And as I said, we'll be taking them throughout the show. You're playing for groceries and a great bumper sticker.
Well, I do like that one. That just one seat, just have her go away. You know, that was really good.
Go away.
Very good.
That's
right.
Yep. Okay. All right.
But there will be better ones coming, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
We'll
all right. So we shall see what happens with this Muchado story. If anything, it's just sort of a big distraction. The polls keep coming out, and they keep perplexing the liberal talking heads, and I must say some conservatives as well. Just as we said on the show the other night, the polls are indicating that Hillary Clinton won the debate. But just as we said the other night, didn't do her a damn bit of good. And at the end of the day, Donald Trump won the night because his momentum has not been stemmed. Her slide has not been stopped. The polls clearly show she won the debate, but it did not do her a lick of good.
You know, it's interesting, though, when you think of Lester Holt, what he did for Don Trump, because you're seeing that now in his town halls, it was so obvious what he was doing. You know, as much as we describe it and, oh, you know, you'll see it and you'll notice it, this was so obvious. I think it helped Trump tremendously. It's like Trump against the world, the good guy against all the bad and evil.
Right. You know, sometimes, folks, when things happen in the news, it's easy to analyze it. Sometimes it takes a little bit more brain power. That one was pretty easy to analyze, that he was certainly one-sided on that debate. But as you said, it played for Trump.
It played for him.
Because he's the outsider. And what did that do? It reinforced the fact that he's the outsider.
Right. I'm the guy, they'll do anything to keep me out. And that's how you look at it. And if anything, he has a lot of things going for him just because of the act of Lester. And Lester, I do want to thank you from Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, and you know, I was listening today. I think it was on Gallagher's show. I can't remember. But nonetheless, it was a caller who had called in and pointed out that when the questioning was actually halfway decent, not great, but decent, which was in that first bit of the first 30, 40 minutes of it, Trump did great. Matter of fact, that's the part of the debate everybody thought he did good.
And then Lester declared himself,
is what I call it. Lester came out of the closet and declared himself, and it all turned into a bash Trump thing. And that's when it turned, okay? And that's when, he didn't win that debate, that argument, so to speak. So he, quote unquote, lost the debate, but he won the night, and that's all he had to do. And
don't you wonder, though, if there's ever a number for the first half hour, how many people dropped off out of that 80 million? I would bet at least 20 to 25 million dropped off after the first half
hour. Well, according to Nielsen, it was 86 million. Mm-hmm. I saw another rating that said 84, but nonetheless, it was still well above what had been the prior record, which was about 80.5 million. So, yeah, and certainly a lot of people did not listen or watch the whole thing. And I would imagine that the most people were watching, obviously, when it started, because everybody was anticipating it. Right. And then as it went on and it became kind of a bit of a food fight, people probably tuned out. Yeah. And I would have started it, by the way, also at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. But that's just me. I go to bed a little bit earlier than other folks.
Well, I just wonder if it's done for the advertisers. You know what I mean? Because you want the people out in the West Coast watching.
Probably so.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, okay. All right, I tell you what, let's take Willie's contest entry, and then we'll take a break. So, Willie, thank you for being out there, and we appreciate you calling tonight. Is Willie there, Nick?
Willie.
Okay. If not, we'll just go ahead and take the break if there's a problem. Okay, all right, we'll take a break and try to get it situated with Willie, and we'll take his contest entry on the other side. And we'll be happy to take yours as well. 407-774-8255 is the number. And as always, we got some pretty good competition out here.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. Early in the day, too.
Indeed. All right, we'll be right back.
Keep them separated.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you're listening to The American Adversaries, where we separate fact from fiction, myth from the truth. All right, we're here, and we're live, and we're here till 7 o'clock, and we will have a winner for our invitation list contest tonight. 407-774 is the number, and if you have any other comments or questions, of course, you can call with those tonight, too. Just because we're doing a contest doesn't mean we'll take the standard call-in show phone call.
All right. You know, they get that bumper sticker, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire, and that was originated by one of our callers, greatness ahead for somebody.
That's right, and somehow it ended up on Donald Trump's merchandise list.
Yeah.
Wow.
There might be a lawsuit, Chris. And then you'll hear Clinton screaming about
it. All right. Let's go back and get Willie's contest entry. Willie, thank you. Appreciate your hanging on there or whatever we did to get you back up.
I appreciate it. I think this one's a no-brainer. We have two seats. One of them will be filled by, of course, Bill Clinton.
Oh, geez.
And the second seat, because of couple of reasons, it shall be empty, and that could be their 30 years in the previous life, right? Bill Clinton and Hillary, or many of the ladies that have been bed down by Bill Lee.
So you want Billy himself in one of the seats, and the other one empty?
It's empty. Empty, yeah. That's dedicated to all the women.
Think about who could have been there.
Right, I got you. I understand. So you're using some reverse psychology, more or less, on her here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Well, we could have Bill sitting by Bill, because Bill was there.
Because remember, these are guests. Remember, these are coming as guests of Trump, right?
Two Bills.
Bill sitting by Bill. Oh, boy.
Yeah, have his lookalike there.
Thank y'all.
All right, thank you. Maybe have her lookalike sitting there with him.
Yeah.
Right? Her double or whatever.
Or maybe, and he could smack her every once in a while. She'd be watching out, but that's what he did to me.
No. I don't think you've been paying attention. She would be smacking him every once in a while, right?
Oh, boy. Would that be an act? Have two actors, one him, one her.
That's one of the things that comes out in these books about at least the way these two individuals treat other people. Now, women aside, Clinton, when it comes to the Secret Service and stuff like that, is very, accommodating and nice to them and everything. She's mean as can be. But, of course, then he takes out his aggression on innocent women, right? All right. Thank you, Willie. Appreciate it. All right. Another great contest.
That was really a different one, though.
Yeah.
Because, like we just discussed a second ago, I was thinking of a song, and I was thinking 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. We could dedicate that to Bill. For what Dolly say? She claims he probably had 2,000.
That's what she said he claimed.
Yeah, that's what he claimed.
That
who knows?
That was years ago. Yeah. That was years ago.
And then for Hillary, how many do you think?
Well, I think that...
On the other side. She crossed over to the others. Now, that was Dolly's statement. Not mine.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we got a few minutes. I want to talk about a couple of congressional hearings that went on yesterday. The one in the House and one in the Senate. And it was the House Oversight Committee, I believe, with Trey Gowdy leading it up, interrogating, if you will, questioning, however you want to call it, James Comey of the FBI. And then there was a Senate hearing where they were questioning an individual. I don't have his name in front of me. And he represented
Wells Fargo.
No, this was about the refugees who are coming here. Yeah. And the questioning to the FBI was along the lines of, we now know, and by the way, one of our callers called in and actually sort of broke the news to me last, I think it was Friday, that the FBI had given immunity to Hillary's inner circle.
Mills.
Cheryl Mills, the whole gang, Jake Sullivan, and a couple of others. And in fact, when it comes to Cheryl Mills now, and Mills represents Hillary Clinton, is her lawyer. So they have the lawyer-client privilege already. So she actually wasn't given immunity. She was given a letter of promise, if you will, that if she gives over her laptop computer, they promise not to use it against her. That's my understanding, that letter of promise means virtually nothing. But as I said, she already had the attorney-client privilege. But she did give the laptop over, which indicates to me there was probably nothing there. But the FBI director was interrogated yesterday about this, and I think I'm going to start calling the FBI instead of the Federal Bureau Investigation. I think maybe we should start calling them the Fraudulent Bureau of Investigation, because this whole investigation has been a fraud, and that's what was being pointed out once again by Trey Gowdy. And he really drills down on Comey now.
Oh, he's tough. And I love him. I think he does a tremendous job.
Right. And he was wanting to know why the immunity, where is this going? He pointed out some of the other things that we have found out that clearly indicate that Hillary Clinton, there was intent there. Remember the intent thing?
The intent's the whole way you could have put him away.
Well, we now know, as Trey Gowdy pointed out, as a former prosecutor, there's plenty of evidence of intent there. There would have been, if this would have been anyone else, they'd be under indictment right now, looking at, going in front of a federal judge and jury and looking at some serious federal time. And what the FBI intend to do about it now? And Mr. Comey's answer was, in essence, nothing. nothing.
Well, you know, Drury Gowdy,
they are not going to reopen, quote-unquote, the investigation.
Drury Gowdy said today he just hopes that since they can't prosecute him because they asked, there's nothing you could do with these people, he said, I hope America prosecutes them on election day.
Right.
And that is really, and to me, it's so transparent. She's guilty, end of the story, and so are the rest.
Well,
it's a pack of thieves.
Well, this is the election. And beating her, and not just beating her, but beating her bad,
would be the
best punishment from our point of view, the worst from her point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she gets indicted, it's same old for them, right?
Yeah, they'll get off.
And now you got everybody pitying on poor Clinton. Why don't they just leave them poor people alone? Right?
Those hillbillies from Arkansas.
You're even ripping the country apart even more.
Yeah, no.
But if she gets beat and beat soundly at the polls, that will be the worst thing to happen to them and the best thing to happen for America. All right, let's go to Lynn. Lynn is up next with an invitation list contest entry. Lynn, thank you for calling tonight.
Hi, you're welcome.
All right, great.
Look at that, Lynn. She's fired
out. Very polite. I like that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think it would be funny to have Monica Lewinsky and Anthony Weiner.
I like the Weiner man.
You know, I was wondering when somebody
was the Weiner man going to appear.
Yes.
You know?
I started to say him myself, but I didn't because I wanted to see if somebody else would.
Lynn, how would you like the Weiner man dressed when he sits on a chair? Just in his underwear or a suit?
Certainly no shirt. No shirt anyway, right?
He
should be dressed to the nines from the waist down, but no shirt. Right?
Can you imagine everybody gagging me with a spoon if the Weiner man showed up?
Aka.
It would be disgusting.
Yes.
Look at her.
A.K.A. Carlos
Danger.
Yeah, he's our boy. All right,
that's a nice
girl.
Combination.
All right, thank you, Lynn. Make sure we got your phone number. Make sure we got your number in there.
That's like a pizza with extra
cheese.
Another
excellent contest entry. All right, we got Nate up next with a phone call. But, Nate, I'm going to have to ask you to hold through the break because we only have 26 seconds left to go in this segment of the show, and it's now down to 23.
The Weiner man, he's here, man. Awesome.
Right.
I knew he'd appear somewhere.
All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. Bring those contest entries on, and we're on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, we are the American Adversaries. It's drive time. It's prime time. It's the right time to be right here with us, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Before we get out of here tonight, we are going to see who our winner will be. That is the winner of our invitation list contest tonight, right?
Did you notice that we've had more women entries this early in the stage than I think any time before? So they must have some type of love for Hillary. I love this.
Linda and Lynn are all
free right
in the
off
contest.
The bat. That's great.
That's right,
very
ladies.
Good. And they have excellent entries, too. So.
They're all exactly right. They're good, all excellent entries. And it's a good day to get in on the contest because you're playing for a $20 gift certificate, that is, to Cafe Positano, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherds. And the Shepherds, Jerry's MB, Mercedes-Benz Service, they are the dealership alternative because they'll actually take better care of your car at a better price.
Oh, yeah.
And once again, you can find them at jerrysmb.com. And, of course, listen to the commercials here. And so that $20 for Cafe Positano, and then add another $10
Taco Man.
Tijuana Flats.
Yep.
I mean, those are two great meals right there.
You know, you've eaten that giant pizza, though, from Positano's.
Most of one.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe an eighth of it by the time, you know, it's so big. But, I mean, you can get that and, like, a martini for $20.
Sure can.
I mean, it's a man's dream.
Yeah, and you can get any of the great menu items at Tijuana Flats and a beer or a beverage to go with it for the $10 card. And then we'll also throw in a Liar Liar pantsuit on fire.
Yeah, if you don't don't want to use it, sell it.
That's right.
It's being sold right now.
That's right. And by the way, the Tijuana Flats cards are compliments of our great friend Rick Brown. Rick couldn't be with us tonight, but he'll be back in a week or so. And don't forget, though, in the meantime, October the 5th is Cinco de Flats over at the Winter Springs Tijuana Flats. Head on over there and celebrate and have just a great afternoon. The weather is really turning nice now. Be out on the patio.
Oh, yeah. And then it's football time. And then if you wear your football hat or T-shirt.
On game day.
Get a little
UCF.
Discount.
Absolutely.
You know, for your beers. Your glass of water.
That's right. All right. Anything off all your purchase. All right. So that's at Tijuana Flats in Winter Springs on October the 5th. So Mr. Richard will be there for the kids, and then they'll have an entertainer for the rest of the evening for everybody. Great family fun, great deals, free food for the kids, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Okay, we got some more contest entries coming in. We got Nate still on the line. Mike McBath here, me, Christopher Hart. We got our man Ken Dwyer from the Orange County Republican Executive Committee who's dipped in and sat down with us. Good to see you again, Ken.
Nice seeing you all.
Yeah, and Ken's going to tell us about some things you can do to get involved in this campaign season. You know, just kind of like we just a couple of weeks ago did Balance in America tour.
Well, I wanted to bring this up before we get to Ken. You know, when you were on stage with Hugh Hewitt and Mike Gallagher and John Voight and Dennis Prager, but there was one guy there, Sheriff Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what happened yesterday? And this guy's a great guy. You know, he was physically bigger than I thought, you know, watch TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess he's probably 6'5".
Oh, yeah. He's at least as tall as you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he's probably around 6'5".
Yeah.
And
he's
intimidating.
Wearing that cowboy hat.
Yeah,
he's
somewhat of an intimidating character, but he took a guy down in a flight. It was either yesterday or the day before in North Carolina. A guy got on the plane who was intoxicated. And actually, wrong guy started verbally abusing him because he was a Trump person, right?
As well as other
not
passengers.
Not too bright, buddy. Yeah. I don't know if you recognize him. And then the guy laid into all the passengers and everything, and then he just pushed too hard, and Clark throws him to the seat. You know, then when the police come, you know, once they land. And Clark said he was actually disappointed they didn't have a sheriff on the plane. But the guy was really obnoxious, and don't fool with Sheriff Clark. But, I mean, what an impressive guy. And you remember, Chris, I mean, you did a great job on stage, and I think second to you was him. I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, he was good. Gallagher was good. They all were good.
It was just a great event.
John Voight. Yeah. You can't go wrong with that
lineup.
No, they
all did a great
job. And it was just a highlight for me to be up there with those
guys.
Well,
you did a terrific job, and everybody here locally was proud of your performance. So that's all you can ask, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. Okay. Ken's going to sit in with us. He's going to be telling us about, you're calling them victory centers?
Victory centers.
I love it.
They are Trump campaign headquarters. Around where you can volunteer, is that what they are?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay,
I'll go to. Page
okay, you got to talk into the mic for us over here. There you go.
Got it. All right.
So we're going to go through all the addresses and what you can do to help because we're getting out of the nitty gritty. It's 40 days.
In all seriousness, I mean, this means so much to the nation. I mean, I'm trying to think, what are we going to do if he loses? Meaning,
well, I'm not even thinking.
I mean,
about
the show will continue on, but
we're going to win this thing.
No, it has to be 100% by all the time.
Yeah, indeed. If she does win, it is going to be four years of stagnation and more
nightmares.
Oh, I know.
I'm concerned about youth in our country.
And I'm concerned about military personnel.
Yeah,
my wife thinks we should go to the Azores.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Sort of start plotting and planning your plan B, so to speak. All right, let's get some phone lines taken care of here so we can clear them up for some more contest entries. But Nate has been patiently waiting, and he wants to talk about Donald Trump and feminists. Hey, Nate, thanks for calling.
Yes, feminists were complaining about Donald Trump man-interrupting during the debate.
Yes.
And I wanted to say that, you know what, if Hillary would quit girl talking so much, she wouldn't have to do it that much. Also, feminists are the worst. I'm not going to defend Donald Trump because he's bombastic and he doesn't have the manners of a pig. But Hillary is a shrill cacophonic witch. So, I mean, if we want men to be gentlemen, the women also have to act like ladies. But, yeah, that's all. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Well, thank you, Nate, and I appreciate you waiting and your patience. I sort of ditto the thoughts, except, you know, I think that Trump, he's bombastic and stuff like that, but he's fighting back is what he's doing. And he doesn't, you know, say these things if, you know, people are good, nice to him, polite to him and stuff. He reciprocates with politeness and stuff. He knows how to act. He knows, you know, manners and things like, he knows which fork to use.
No, he does.
Right? He knows etiquette.
He knows
all
how
of
to
that.
Play the game.
But he's also from New York, and he also
little pushy.
grew up around mm-hmm. construction workers. And he knows, you know, when you get pushed around, that if you don't defend yourself, you're going to be, you know, the loser for it.
You know how he mentioned the name feminist, though? I always wonder if the Democratic political feminists, mm-hmm. are they really feminists or are they opportunist? Think about that.
They're liberals.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not really feminists. We found
right.
that out.
You got it.
Bill Clinton is an example of that.
You got it.
You think feminists would support Bill Clinton?
Impossible.
No, but
they're
they do,
opportunists.
Which means they are liberals. Okay, yep. Let's get Mark's contest entry. Thank you for calling tonight, Mark. We appreciate you.
Hey, this is my idea for the next debate.
Yeah.
You fill the place full of starving Haitians. All wearing show me the money.
Oh, jeez.
Haitians.
Oh.
With t-shirts saying, show me the money. Ooh, gosh.
Well, that would be brutal. Or at least have them outside the arena when she comes walking in.
And then maybe we just might get a question about the foundation.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe if we had a decent moderator.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Mark.
Great. Do you have one more, Mark?
No, it's going to be Haitians.
Oh, plural. Haitians. Okay.
Yes, yeah. As a matter of fact, he said he would fill the place with them.
Yeah.
All right, Rod is up next. Rod, thank you for calling and your contest entry tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Hey, Rod.
Excellent. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I thought of a couple here for you guys.
All right.
Okay.
I thought Julian Assange, I thought if we could get him there personally, but the poor guy may not make it out alive.
That's a good one, Julian Assange. Yeah, very good.
Yes.
You know, so if we could get a good lookalike, Julian Assange lookalike, and have one of those big old stupid red reset buttons in his hand, and every so often he'd lift up his finger as if he's about to push it, you know, to send out the rest of those.
Right. That's great. Right. That is a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd be one. And then the other one, I was thinking of putting Watson the computer in one of the chairs. And because they wouldn't really question it if it's Watson. I was going to say a monitor. But if you put Watson the computer, and then what you do is you put him in there on a continuous loop of an entire Deadpool just playing.
Oh, I know. That's funny.
Over and over loop after she starts talking. You know, that
loop of the Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
I know, just like a movie theater rolling around.
That'd get her head bobbing for sure.
Oh, God.
Okay, Rod. Excellent entries. Make sure
that's
we got
really
your phone
good.
Number. We appreciate it.
That was real.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
While we line up a couple of more contest entries here, I want to go to Ken Dwyer. First of all, tell people what is the Orange County Republican Executive Committee, because it's been a while since you've been on with us.
Okay. The Orange County Republican Executive Committee is the legal identifiable Republican Party in Orange County. All of the counties have executive committees.
All right. And so candidates and people who are active in the party work through OCREC, as it is known in Orange County.
Correct. And I was on the ballot and got elected.
As the committee man?
As a precinct.
As a precinct man. Okay. And you're here to tell us about some victory centers, victory offices.
Well, first of all, remind people that the Orange County Republican Executive Committee has been supporting Trump from the get-go. So, therefore, all the things that have been said about the Republican Party aren't accurate about Orange County.
About Orange County, okay.
All right. Now, number one, our newest victory office is the Apopka Victory Office at 2469 East Cimarron, 446.
436, and that's East Cimarron, Apopka.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. All right.
Now, this office is a little unique because we also have information for Cimarron County.
Seminole County?
Yeah.
Seminole.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And so, because it sits like right on the border of Seminole and Orange County.
Exactly. Now, right. They're going to be doing walks and telephoning out of there. And if you have an hour, 2 hours to do something, drop in the office anytime from 10 till 8, and you can do telephone calling. We're going to be doing walks and handing out the slate cards that I gave you.
Yeah, the slate card is a voter's guide, if you will, for the congressional seats, property appraiser, sheriff, Orange County sheriff. And once again, this is for Orange County. And is there an OCREC website?
There is an OCRAC website.
And it is.
It's Orange County Republican Party.
.com.
Okay. Yeah, one other question, though, in all seriousness. Do you have, like, signs if I want to put a sign in front of my house,
at
like a Trump sign?
At the Victory Center?
Oh, at the Victory Center, yeah. We have signs
for Trump.
We have signs for example, Tui Lo, who's running for Congress in the 10th District. We have signs for the school board, all the things that you need.
You have bumper stickers.
Ah, bumper stickers are a little more rare, but we do have bumper stickers.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got to get on in there.
Get them up and get them fast.
That's right. Get in there.
We need to win this thing. And it's amazing, though. I am seeing a lot more Trump than I am seeing Hillary all over the place. And I told you, Chris, the walk up to Penn State, you know, an academic campus, I hardly saw any Hillary signs. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable when a university has 46,000 people on campus.
Okay, now you got more than one victory office here locally.
Correct. We have the Winter Park Victory Office is 1313 Fairbanks.
I know where that is.
Yeah, we've been talking about that one. Mm-hmm.
The Orlando Victory Office is 2013 South Orange Avenue. And you can park in the rear or on the street.
And that's down there, not too far, actually, from the Pulse nightclub, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, so it's right there on there on the south side of downtown.
By the hospital.
Right.
ORMC.
Yeah, a little south of there.
Yeah, a little bit south.
A little south of there. And that's downtown. You got the one at 1313 in Fairbanks and Winter Park, and that's just west of 1792.
Mm-hmm.
That right sort of catty corner across from the McDonald's there, all right? And it's got a big Trump sign or banner right on the front of it. You can't miss it. And these offices are open from what to what again?
Well, from 9 in the morning till 8 at night.
Okay.
Wow.
More importantly, you can do telephoning from those offices from 10 o'clock in the morning till 8 at night.
10 to 8, if you'd like to get in there and do some phone calling.
They
give you a script. They tell you what to say,
right.
So you don't have to be afraid that you don't know what to say.
Computerized telephone, push a couple of buttons.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Yeah.
The important part is we've heard all about this great Democratic machine and the ground game.
Right.
This is the only way we can get in the ground game with volunteers.
Right. So you need to come on out and help any way you can. Either get a sign and plop it into your yard, bumper sticker on your car. If you've got time to make a few phone calls. You don't have to be in there all day. You can go in there and give whatever time.
A couple hours.
Yeah, whatever time is convenient for you, whatever time you feel good about doing. You'll meet some new friends there, I'm sure. You know, people of like mind. And you'll be talking to people on the phone. You're not going to be calling liberals trying to convince liberals. You're going to be calling Republicans, in essence, trying to get them to get out and vote.
Right, and it's all computerized. The nicest thing is last year I was calling parts that were not in Florida. So therefore, you can be calling anywhere in the country.
That's right. So this is a way, once again, to help out. And
since Florida is so important this year, I bet you we'll all be calling Florida.
Well, it is.
We need to call South Florida.
Whether this is close or not, Florida is key to making this election, you know, work.
I-4 is the key.
It is, because South Florida, you can pretty well count on that's going to be heavily Democratic. It may not be as big a turnout, but whoever does turn out down there is likely to go in South Florida to Hillary. North Florida is most definitely going to go to Donald Trump, but that leaves right here from Hillsborough County right on up through Volusia County. We're going to decide how Florida goes.
And everyone listening to this program may be that decider. Remember,
exactly.
It was 537 the last time.
Exactly. And so he's talking about in 2000 against Gore. So this is it. You know, 40 days to go, folks. And early voting is starting. You can, by the way, registration. If you're not registered here by, I think it's tomorrow, you're out of luck. So you need to get out and get registered. Or if you know someone, get them registered, please. And then let's get out and vote. This is how we make things right. Okay, it's one thing, you know, for me or all of us to get in here and blow hard on the air and for you guys to get out there and listen and stuff. Yeah, that's part of the process. But then you got to put all that information that we're passing along to use. And this is one way to do it. Obviously, voting, number one. Got to get out, got to vote. Number two, then, is how you get other people out to vote. And that's where the yard signs, the bumper stickers, the phone calls, all those things come into play. And believe me, they do matter. The bumper stickers on your car matter.
Oh, they matter a lot.
The signs in your yard matter.
Well, I sent you that article about Gabriel Giffords came to
Gabby Giffords, yep.
Came to town. And I then noticed that I had missed in the first part, 150 people showed up.
Yeah.
This is the kickoff, the national campaign against gun violence.
Right.
And this is the problem. It is the person who is the gun owner who is the victim, not the person who's actually going out there and doing the shooting.
It's, here's another thought,
right,
too.
Because the gun owner is the one who suffers the consequences, not
exactly.
The criminal.
Do you have rides for people to vote? I'm just curious about that.
They're going to have that.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so
if they can't get there. Well, the answer is if you'd like to volunteer on election day to help ride people who can't get to the polls, this is an opportunity. Plus, with early voting, we can do that too.
And the other thing too, people
if you need a ride, they can contact OCREC, right?
Correct.
And that's Orange County
Republican Party.
And the Republicans need to motivate their children to make sure they show up at the polls. You know what I mean? When I say children, 20 to 26, 27, because, you know, if they believe what you do, and most of them will believe what the parent believes, then make sure they get to the poll because kids are kids.
Exactly.
You know, and if we can get everybody in, we're going to do well.
Oh, one of the things we're doing is trying to remind people that they can vote for absentee ballot.
Yeah, you can. As a matter of fact, you can request a mail-in ballot, I believe, starting now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can register online. The ballot's going to be sent to you, and you can check it off, or you can bring it to the voting poll if you're not going to vote with your wife. But that way you automatically have that piece of paper in your hand.
Okay. All right. So Ken's going to stick around a little while, and we'll remind you of the locations of these victory offices. And let's all do what we can to get Donald Trump elected and rid our nation of this
plague.
This plague called the Clinton
plague of liberalism.
Yeah, what did Dolly call them? The KKK? Clinton crime cartel.
Cartel.
There you go. All right.
Well, we got some more contestants here,
when
Chris.
When we come back from the break, we'll go to the contest entries. 407-774-8255 is the number. If you have any questions for Ken as to the Trump offices, the victory offices, or any of the goings on at OCREC and what you can do to help, you can call us at that number.
And can you vote more than once?
No.
You don't have that program. You've got to borrow that from the Democratic Party.
Okay. In the Republican Party, you can only vote once.
All right. He can't speak for the other side.
And you can only vote in the state you live in.
But he can't speak for the other side again. All right, but we'll be speaking to you on the other side of this break.
Second career.
There you go. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That voice you just heard is none other than Mike McBath.
We're talking about franchising.
There you go. I am Christopher Hart. We also have in the studio with us tonight Ken Dwyer, a longtime friend of ours, been on the show a number of times. And we have some contest entries on the line, and this is going
to
be
we got to get to
a real short segment. So we'll go right to the contest entries. Craig, you are up next. We appreciate you being there.
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
Howdy.
So, hey, as a Halloween theme, maybe for the last debate, dress up a lot of lookalikes of people who they've had murdered, including the two teenagers.
That's terrible.
Zombies or mummies or something.
Oh, those two kids.
Fill the entire front row. Let Trump give up all of his passes for those people and have his family sit in the back.
Craig, you've been watching too many movies. You know, Return of the Damned.
Exactly. All right, it'd be the Deadpool, like the teenagers. Oof. Yeah, I'd put the teenagers right in the middle.
I mean, that's so brutal.
I believe one of them wasn't even a teenager yet. They were like 13 and 10 or 12 and 10.
It is a horrible story.
As most things with the Clintons are. All right, thank you, Craig. Danny, thank you for calling. I got just enough time to get your entry in. We appreciate it.
All right, this is for sure to get our eyes glossed over.
All right.
Hillary Clinton's parents.
Her parents, yeah, her father, mother and father.
Yes, mother and father, and they're arguing the whole time and, you know, showing everything that she grew up with.
That's a
See,
good
that's
one.
That's what I had
it's
in mind.
It's a family affair.
That's an excellent entry.
That's true, Danny.
And I do think that would put, that would bring
emotion. I can assure you that. There'll be some emotion coming from that wonderful
Indeed.
Sweetheart.
All right. Thank you, Danny. All right. If you have some contest entries, get on the line. We will have a winner tonight. We got
but
two more segments to go.
Can you imagine a room filled with the Deadpool? Ew.
And it would fill up the room.
That's All a right. horrifying
we'll,
thought. You
we'll
know?
Be right back with more of the American. All right, we're back. Talking about discussing things off the air, right? Well, we kind of got discussing things off the air. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. It is Contest Thursday. We want to hear those contest
so Chris,
entries.
We got about
the
a
invitation
half
list.
Hour. Now, Ken, what were your two, Ken?
Ken had some good ones. Yeah, it was.
Paula Jones and a $10 bill.
All right, Paula Jones, and you just lay the bill on the seat?
Yeah, exactly.
No, okay. she wears it in her hair.
Oh, there you go.
I've...
You remember James Carville
right.
saying with Paula Jones, she
right.
was trailer trash,
right?
You
right.
drag a $10 bill through there, right?
Yep. Yeah,
so this is the kettle calling the pot black.
All right. Okay, so between now and Election Day, people can go to the Victory Centers. There's one right here on the east side of Apopka, and it's just right there, just about at the intersection of Piedmont-Wakaiva and 436.
You've got it. Well, where Aaron's Furniture Store
Aaron's
is.
Furniture, exactly. And that's the one up here in Apopka. And you can certainly go in there and volunteer, make phone calls, pick up the signs for your yard and stuff like that. If their bumper stickers are in there, you got to get them because they
grab
go fast.
Grab the bumper stickers. You cover a lot more people.
Yeah, they might even have buttons in there. But the main thing is you can go in there and do some volunteer phone calling. And then the Winter Park office is, what's the address again?
1313 Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
That's the easiest to remember.
Yeah, and 1313 Fairbanks. Just remember Halloween, 1313. 1313 Fairbanks, and it's just west of 1792, pretty much right across the street from the McDonald's there, okay?
Yep.
Chris, now you saw our man Gary Johnson. I think he's sort of fading. He's not going to be stealing too many votes from Trump. Did you see what happened the other day? Was that embarrassing?
Yeah,
he could not name a foreign leader that he admired.
Whoa.
You know? Oh, my. Now, how? But you know what? He's a libertarian, right? So if he's a libertarian, though, they don't believe in actually national defense to any great extent. So I guess maybe he doesn't need to know him. I don't know what he was.
No, he's a former Republican governor, and right beside
him. How could he be that stupid?
Well, what about the guy sitting beside him, Governor Bill Weld?
Yeah.
And he was worse?
He didn't come up with very much help.
No.
He finally came up with Ariel Sharon, who just passed.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy died?
Yeah.
Well, he just read that in the paper the morning before he went out
exactly.
to eat.
No, Perez is the one that just died, but Sharon
Perez.
Died.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it was Perez.
It was Perez because
right.
Perez was in the news because
yeah,
he just died.
That's what I'm saying. He just read the paper in the morning. That's
and,
the reason.
And the question was for living states people, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Do you think he ever thought about dropping out now? He's 2-for-2 on just the most basic of all questions.
Yes. All right, and then the third Victory office is
again another 2013 South Orange Avenue,
and that's down there, just south of the hospital there. All right, so these are Victory offices. They're Trump campaign headquarters, and OCREC people will be there.
Well, the answer is that the two with the 13s in them are run directly by the Trump campaign.
By the Trump campaign,
and the Florida Republican Party. And our Victory office in Apopka is run by the OCREC.
Okay. But at all of them, you can volunteer, you can make phone calls, and it's up to your discretion as to how much time you want to spend there, but every minute counts, and we only have 40 days. After the day, it'll be 39.
And they are having a contest to see which office can produce the most phone calls.
All right, a little competition here.
But there are some directly run by the Trump campaign.
Well, Republican Party of Florida is running the Trump campaign.
Because I was, would Ivanka maybe stop by a couple of the Trump ones?
Well, you don't know.
You never know. You know, if Trump's in
town.
You'll
see a lot of people run down there tomorrow if you said yes.
If Trump's in town, might stop
she's going to be there, you know.
Yeah, and so please help out in any way that you can. And these are the locations also where you can get yard signs and things of that nature. So
we'll have Tiffany drop by for the college students.
Hey, there you go. Oh,
look how he's baiting people.
All right. Yes, sirree. Like
did
I
you
say,
see, though, Chris? This
a great
is,
place to make friends.
Did you see, though, the other day, I mean 2 days ago, when Hillary was with our good friend Bernie?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he started talking about? The same old give college away free. He's sitting right beside and smiling. Hillary, the debt's $1.1 trillion on college.
Right.
You get it, baby? And she's just sitting there smiling. He's giving everybody's money away. No one says anything.
Yeah.
I mean, what a bunch of fools.
Yeah, but they're not drawing the crowds. They're
no,
not
they
drawing
weren't. I mean,
very many people.
But how much of this college stuff 20, 30 years ago you used to get in high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and by the way, JJ's calling with something that I wanted to mention here today, too. Before we take that phone call, though, I mentioned earlier about the House hearing yesterday where they grilled the fraudulent Bureau of Investigation Chief James Comey over giving immunity and everything and not following up and giving Hillary Clinton the same treatment any other United States citizen would get, which is to be right now indicted.
In orange.
Exactly, or bailed out or something. Out on bail, I should say. And then there in the Senate was a hearing having to do with all of these refugees that we're bringing right into the country. And you had a representative there of ICE, the agency in charge of these refugees. And it came out in the course of these hearings that 23 refugees have now been tied directly to terrorist activities inside the United States.
You know,
23 refugees. Now, hold on just a second. Yep. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Skittles.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, too damn many.
Chris, that's a lot of Skittles in your bowl.
Yeah.
Well, when you think about
that. And then we find that not only have these 23 of these refugees come in, but that the refugees are not being vetted for any extremist views, which means that they are, in essence, not being vetted at all. I mean, if we're not asking them, trying to determine if they are going to come here and do people harm, why bother ask? What are you asking them? What's their favorite color? What do they like to eat? Where would they like to live? Would they like to go first class? Are these the questions that we are vetting them with? Because we're not asking them the questions that would determine if they are a threat to the United States.
You know, the other thing they brought up, we were supposed to have at maximum 10,000. They already brought in 12,000. Their goal for 2017 is 30,000. And the reality of it is, as you said, Chris, they have no form of vetting, and 99% are Muslims. This is a wonderful package. People
yeah.
that can't speak our language are unemployable, certainly in the beginning, are Muslim. What a wonderful, this is a great deal for American public.
But it's even worse if you think about the fact that we're doing worse damage to the far for the Near East than anyone else. Remember, if we did the right thing, which would to help settle the refugees in the Near East,
right,
and that would also stabilize the Christian population in the Near East.
Right.
Instead of seeing them being destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, it's crossing that red line.
Yeah. You want to talk about doing the Islamic State, ISIS's bidding for them.
Right.
We're doing their bidding for them. Their whole intent was to drive refugees into Western nations, and we're facilitating
yeah.
it.
Yeah. The Trojan horse has arrived.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to JJ, because she's bringing up a very important issue that's, to be honest with you, snuck up on us. JJ, thank you for calling.
Exactly, Chris. That's what I wanted. People are paying attention to this girl and the, you know, the contest and all these other side issues. And Obama's trying to turn over the internet to the UN and charge us for it. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want another bill.
Well, not just but I'd pay just to keep it in the United States.
Yeah, we lose control of it. It's the biggest problem.
Exactly.
And maybe that's what they're trying to do. But yeah,
worse.
As a matter of fact, it's supposed to go into effect Saturday, October the 1st.
Right. So that's why everybody listening tonight, tomorrow's the last day, it goes real quick. Just go on the ACLJ.org. It's like instead of the ACLU, it's the ACLJ. Jay Sekulow is the head of it. .org. And you just scroll down and it says sign petition. And you just do your name, your email, and then your zip code. And that's it. They do, you know, ask you to donate after they thank you. I can't donate every time. I sign the petition every time, but it's very easy.
Yes.
It just takes a minute.
Four attorney generals filed suit today on this, too.
Yeah.
To stop it. Hopefully it can be.
And this petition, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be presented to the White House. And if mm-hmm. they have the 100,000 signatures, they're supposed to take action on it. Plus, they're trying to build a legal fund to, once again, sue right. and to prevent this from being implemented.
Why would we ever give this up?
I don't know. But
I don't
once
get
again,
that at all.
Once again, and present company excluded here, but this is, once again, why we're a little bit disappointed with our representatives in Congress, because they're getting ready to go.
Yeah, why weren't they on this 6 months ago?
Why?
This is devastating to the American people.
Yeah, but this is it would have taken for Congress to deal with this. They would have had to pass legislation to prevent the administration from acting, because he's doing this basically by executive caveat
right.
again.
Right.
And then, of course, he would have had to sign it. So, you know, but nonetheless, they could have at least made it an issue. And as I said, this is snuck up on us here. This is very important, because this goes to the heart of our freedom of expression, not to mention commerce and an extra tax. Acts like JJ mentioned.
But why would any American want the control to leave our hands?
Because idiocy.
Well, yeah, but that's just what I'm saying. I think that would be definitely a Republican issue. Why weren't they fighting?
No, it goes back to the Obama philosophy.
The Obama philosophy. Hold on, JJ. What's that?
That's the Obama philosophy. Remember, over the past 8 years, we have seen his philosophy of destabilizing the United Nations. The
United States.
Oh, we know
and
that.
Giving to the United Nations.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, go ahead, JJ.
Oh, well, to Mike, I was just saying, you know, Barack said he wanted to fundamentally transform, you know, transform our way of life.
Yeah,
We could also, it's not as powerful as Rick, but I was going to say, besides Vince Foster, since one of you guys said that I could use him.
Yeah.
Vince Foster lookalike, you could put a Ron Brown lookalike.
I know, that's a good one.
Ron Brown, yeah.
What did he end up with, two bullet holes in the head when his plane was found?
We can't tell exactly from the wreckage, but they would be very similar wounds, yes. If I'm not mistaken, Ron Brown was a friend of theirs.
A friend in need is a friend no longer.
Yeah, well, we know now that Vince Foster was a childhood friend of Billy's, but Ron Brown, I think, he came along later, but was a friend of theirs, yeah, and then he's part of the Deadpool. Okay, all right, thank you, JJ. Yeah. Thanks on both counts. And so ACLJ.org, you can go there and sign the petition calling for an end to this idea of giving over the internet to
But Chris, I mean, I've been reading about that for a week, and I just wonder, why wasn't anybody doing something about that? Why would you take this from the United States control and then distribute it where Russia, China, everybody, your enemies are now involved, and we lose complete control. It now goes over to
it's both what Ken and
right.
JJ were saying.
But this just makes
intent,
no sense. What type of politicians do we have? Trump.
Well, exactly. they are politicians that do not have America's interests at heart, right? They got the UN and the world's, in their minds, interest at heart, not knowing that you put America first and the rest of the world falls into place.
Let them catch up to us as we continue on.
Exactly. The volunteers, so far, is the volunteer activity pretty good at these victory centers?
Yes. We're developing even more APACA. The advantage of APACA is the fact we're also got Seminole County.
Right.
So we're trying to bring in people. Also related to that is we have another office which is dedicated to Congressional District 10, which is Tree Lowe's office, down on Vineland, 5979 Vineland Road.
And that's an important seat because that's the one that Val Demings is trying to strut into with the help of a fellow by the name of Soros.
Exactly.
Right. So if you can get out and help Miss Love, that would be a big if we could take that seat away from George Soros,
that would be wonderful.
And Val Demings, that would be a heartbreaker for Democrats because they're counting on that.
They think it's a lock.
Basically, they already think they got it.
It's a lock.
Right?
Okay. On Tuesday at 6:30, there's going to be a candidates forum in Pine Hills at the Pine Hills Community Center. And Val Demings and Tree Lowe are supposed to be there.
All right, so maybe they'll get into it. Well, never mind, not mind that. Are folks like Spike Hopkins, who's running for Orange County Sheriff, going to be there?
Correct.
All right. And Spike's a great guy. He's running against, of course, Val Demings' husband, Jerry Demings, mm-hmm. who is the current sheriff of Orange County. I've heard Spike speak and about what he would do different from Jerry right now, and he's quality guy, and he was Orange County deputy for a long time himself. So Spike Hopkins will be there. How about candidates like John Micah?
No, John Micah is not in that district.
Oh, okay, that's right. This is District 10.
District 10.
So this will be people in that district or countywide.
Think West Orange County.
Okay, West Orange County. All right, so that's October 4th?
Yep.
All right.
And are you going to be there,
Tuesday?
Yes, I will be there.
All right.
All right. Okay, all right. We got to take one more break, and we got time
for a few more entries. I think we got three in here.
We got a lot of good ones.
Big prizes, good food, lots of fun.
We got time and room for more. 407-774-8255 is the number. And don't forget, Saturday, you know, we talked about Sheriff Clark,
right,
who was here, you know, for the Balance in America tour.
This event Saturday is going to be terrific. Yep.
Yeah. It's you know.
What do we do without these people?
I was going to say, it's.
What do we do?
It's something that we need to support, and that is our law enforcement community. And you can do that by taking advantage of the I Care for Law Enforcement Ride 2016. It's a motorcycle ride. It's this weekend, Saturday, and to be exact, October the 1st. And pre-registration that morning starts at 9 a.m., kickstands up at 10:30. The ride will begin and end back at Seminole County Harley-Davidson, where they're going to have live music, great food, and just a lot of fun going on. Family event. All the proceeds go to benefit our great friends over at the Wounded Officers Initiative. And you can pre-register by going to woundedofficersinitiative.org, woundedofficersinitiative.org. Once again, let's show our support. Okay, we have another contest entry.
I love it. Another woman. That's the strongest showing we've had by women.
For a while.
There could be a winner here.
For a while. All right, so we'll get that contest entry and yours, too, if you want to get on the line at 407-774-822. And then we will get down to picking a winner.
Don needs your help.
Welcome back to the show. We got to get
Chris,
right
look
to
at
it.
This. The final four of them appeared in 1 minute.
We got a flurry of phone
let's
calls
roll.
Coming in. Contest entries. By the way, real quickly, just got this from Dr. Ted Noel.
Mm-hmm.
He was interviewed by a Breitbart reporter today. Expect article on Breitbart.com.
Good. I read Breitbart every day.
All right. Let's get right back to the phone line so we can get all these entries in, because we got to get down to the business of picking a winner. So,
Cindy
is up next. Cindy, thanks for calling. And are you the Cindy who came up with the Liar Liar Pantsuit on Fire bumper sticker?
I am.
Oh,
well,
Cindy,
congratulations.
I can't tell you the response I've had. And I mean, women love it. I mean, they just love what you did.
I'm so glad. I have people stopping me.
Look at her.
A guy stopping me at Walmart. He's like, is that talking about Hillary? And I said, yeah. And he's like, that is so clever. We were laughing about it.
Women love it. I mean, I'm stopped by women over at the tennis place, and they all come up to my car and say, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I said, well, Cindy, you know, she's the author. So.
I think I'll put another one on my car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I am glad. And if she gets elected, God forbid, I'm going to make one three times that big and leave it on my car for her entire
the term.
Yeah, we'll come up with something to get her if she's elected.
Okay, we got to get moving with this one today.
All right, Cindy, let's get another winner.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sean Smith's mother, she was the one who was upset that Hillary had lied to her.
Right. Yes.
So I think she should be there. And I don't mean that in a joking way. I mean, I would like to see her sitting there staring Hillary down.
Very emotional.
Because I think she deserves it.
Yep.
And she should be holding a picture of her son.
In the next seat would be the picture. Like
put
a portrait.
Put it on the chair.
Like a portrait type thing.
Tough one.
Or have her hold the sign, and in the next seat, I would like to see the Grim Reaper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I got
the Grim Reaper.
Reaper. With maybe holding a picture of Hillary. I'm not threatening her life for all you net jobs out there listening. I'm not threatening her life, okay?
Oh. Right. Some liberal might think that you're a dangerous person.
They better know better. They better know better. All right. Thank you, Cindy.
We live in a bizarre world.
Indeed, we do.
You guys, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you for that bumper sticker.
All right. Sam, you're up next. I got to get you right to it.
All right, Sam.
What are your contest entries? Thank you for calling.
They better know better. All right. Thank you,
Sam. Yeah, you got to turn your radio down and get right to it.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay,
we'll Norma.
Come back. Norma, you're up next.
We'll come back to Sam.
Norma, thank you for calling. I got to get you right to it, though. Norma? Okay, the phones are giving us a little bugaboos right here. And we will have a winner here in just a few minutes, though. And don't forget these Victory Centers, the one here up here in Apopka by the, what's the furniture store again?
Andrews or something.
Okay.
All right. He's concentrating on the. Let's go to Nelda.
Let's go to Nelda. Nelda, you're up next. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys.
Howdy, hey, howdy.
I only tuned in at 6:30, so I don't know if anybody's mentioned this, but I think they ought to have a little kid carry in a basket full of little doll parts, arms and legs,
with a sign
that says, "Future deplorables." I'm sure if they had lived, they would have voted pro-life.
Wow, that is a tough one.
Yeah,
Ella, that was pretty good.
All right,
that is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. No one else came up with that one.
It's very hard to look at the little arms and legs.
Oh, I know.
For the child carrying the basket.
All right, now there we
one more seat's available.
Yeah, we got two seats, so would it just be more of the same in the next seat? Okay,
the next. I'm not understanding.
One more seat. You got two chairs to fill.
Okay, yeah, you have two seats to fill, and that would be like one seat unless you would just have more, a bigger, another basket with more parts next to it.
No, see, I only tuned in at 6:30.
Okay, that's all right. It's still good. People have won them.
That's okay. That's all right. That's an excellent entry. Make sure Nick has your phone number, okay? So hold on the line. Norma, you are up next. Thank you for calling tonight. Norma, thank you.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, welcome.
Yes, yes, and your show is hysterical. But anyway, I don't know if you guys have heard.
I don't know why.
Forensic.
Yes.
Forensic.
Right.
Computer science investigators.
Yes.
Oh boy, here we go. Yep.
So we're going to have two of these forensic specialists on each chair, and they're going to have the server with all the 33,000 emails.
Oh, that would be great.
Totally, totally found and totally open for the public and for the FBI.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Because they can find anything.
Right.
Oh, Norma, great.
I love it.
I know. You're going right to the heart of it. I love it. Yep. Outstanding.
Yes.
Since you're new, make sure you stay on the line so we get your number. Got to go to Sam. Sam, you're going to have to be fast because I only have 2 minutes left. What are your contest entries?
Basically, I would have a Bill Clinton lookalike with a cigar in his hand. Monica Lewinsky lookalike sitting next to him. And while the more Hillary talks, the more he tickles her and plays with her.
Oh, jeez.
A little interaction.
Yeah, a little bit of Dolly would have liked that response.
Right, Sam, you're in the contest. You got in right under
the wire. Good job, Sam.
That was an excellent contest entry. All right. Well, gentlemen, we have to pick a winner here tonight. Nick, we'll start with you. You got it?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for the funny ones. I loved Linda's with the magician.
You liked the magician one,
I did.
That was a little unique, but okay. All right. What about you, Mike?
I like the H's up and down. You know what I mean? In other words, if she did her Hillary sign, the big H, you know, one up for heaven, the other up for
that
you know
Ginny.
What.
That was Ginny.
Yeah, I like that. I could see that being a bumper sticker, too.
All right. Ken, do you have a favorite?
Let's see. The next to last one, what was...
Norma or Nelda? Norma with the computer scientists, forensic investigators.
That's it.
I got to admit, I like that one too. But I liked all the other ones too.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
All right, once again.
Tough group.
Yeah, well.
But you're going to have to break it, so pick one of the ones we have.
No. Let's see. Ginny,
we got Ginny.
Ginny, Linda, and Norma. And but you know Nelda's was good too.
I know.
Yeah, gosh. Well, all right. Since
Nelda's
since I can't make up my mind, We'll just make it easy and they'll all win.
Four winners? Chris, four winners? Why not? Oh, my God. This is going to be a great dinner out at Positano's. Oh, my God.
And by the way, they're all women.
Surprise, Jenny, surprise.
Linda,
that's
Norma,
great.
And Nelda. How about that?
This is the first time ever we've had that.
Congratulations,
that is
ladies.
I know.
All right. And they were all great entries, though.
You think
great.
Any of them would vote for Hillary? Not.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
But that I'm impressed with these women. They did a great job.
Indeed, they did.
Very original, too.
I loved all of them. I loved all of them. Great
that
entries.
Is outstanding.
Great show. Great audience. Great calls. Yep. Ken, great work you guys are doing at OCREC. And don't forget, get over to the Victory Centers. There's one in Apopka, one in Winter Park, Orlando. Be a part of the solution.
Yep. Liar, liar, pants are on fire.
Night, everybody.